Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Grady Adkins. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Grady Adkins. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting second. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Paul Easterling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holloway. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ken Holloway. And now, play ball. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield bunts towards first. McManus fields the ball and throws to Holloway covering. Safe. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clancy moves to third. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clancy scores. Mostill moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mostill scores. Barrett moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner juggles the ball. That's an error on Warner. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Shea fields it and throws to first for the out. Cecil moves to second. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Shea for a passed ball. Cecil moves to third. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ma still. The throw from Shea and he is safe. Ma still steals second. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and tags Ma still for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Com hits a line drive into right field. Easterling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Easterling reaches second base with a double. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway strikes out. There goes Easterling. The throw from Berg and Easterling is out. There goes Shea. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-1 in the game. Warner hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive towards third. Warner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alex Metzler now playing left field. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Adkins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunfield takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunfield. The throw from Shea and he is out, Tavener applying the tag. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavener hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Easterling hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a line drive towards third. Warner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner juggles the ball. That's an error on Warner. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Shea hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway is 0-for-1 in the game. Holloway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 2 in the game. Warner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 2 in the game. Berg hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Adkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Adkins drops the ball. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mostill. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Rice goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-1 White Sox. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 2 in the game. Fothergill bunts towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gehringer moves to third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 2 in the game. Tavener hits a line drive into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gehringer tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Easterling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Clancy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Easterling who is chasing the ball. Clancy reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mostill takes first base on ball 4. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a pop-up towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mostill. The throw from Shea and he is safe. Mostill steals second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Com takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway is 0-for-2 in the game. Holloway bunts towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Shea moves to second. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-3 in the game. Warner hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-3 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-3 in the game. Berg bunts and there's an error on the play. Cecil moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Adkins bunts towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. Berg moves to second. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil scores. Berg scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunfield moves to third. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mostill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Mostill reaches second base with a double. Hunfield scores. Clancy moves to third. It's 5-2, White Sox. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a pop-up towards short. Tavner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Easterling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Gehringer moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tavner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Adkins covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.